I tried to look up Black Widow running no feet and doesn't come
no
up.
No feet on YouTube. I think she has feet.
Though. No, the next one she's in a wheelchair, Kyle. Duh. God. Have you not noticed? It's really bigoted. Actually, no, it's really progressive that you never notice her wheelchair. It's a good idea.
Yeah, very progressive of you. Yeah. Have you noticed my mom's toes? Because they're not there either.
Yeah, let's call her and ask her.
Hey, Mom.
Where are them toes?
Where are the toes?
How goes it, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the How Would You Podcast, a self-help podcast from the beautiful state of the state that we're in. I am a friend, Ian. To my left, I wish, was that guy, Kyle.
Call me Water Daddy.
To his left, our baby boy, Jarrett.
Define friend.
If you go all the way around
the room. Okay. The TV show with Ross.
Not S, no S.
And to his left... Gage.
I have a burning question that I could just look up, but I won't because I want to know what you guys think. When did they change Robotnik's name to Eggman in Sonic? Am I getting a Mandela effect where it was never Robotnik and I made that up somewhere? Or like no, I'm in a new world?
I'm pretty sure it's always been Robotnik.
No, he's Eggman.
Unofficially
now.
Eggman.
Is that his nickname?
They call him Eggman in the games now.
Robotnik is his Christian name, I think.
Yes.
His given
name. It was his name before he became a bad boy.
Now he's bad as fuck as Robotnik in the first three Sonics.
Yeah, but do you think that before he became a bad guy, he was just Dr. Robotnik? And he was just this cool dude that liked to make robots, you know?
Like
and then
Dr.
one
Wiley.
Day, and then one day he was like, you know what I could do with these robots? I could fuck that blue hedgehog up.
Oh, I thought I was just going to
stop it up.
I wish it would have.
And so he was Dr. Robotnik for a while, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to be the most sinister thing I can be.
In the first three Sonics, he's clearly an evil Robotnik. In Sonic Adventure on the Dreamcast, they call him Eggman.
Yeah, because at that point, he decided to stop being called Dr. Robotnik, and he decided to become something more sinister.
Robotnik Eggman. Sounds way more evil than Eggman.
Eggman.
Egg. Yeah, it like, on. So I googled it. Mm-hmm. I went to my friend, our old friend Google, and Robotnik is the character's real name, while Eggman is a common name taken after his shape.
His shape.
Yeah. Ever since.
So we're the bully.
Sonic Adventure, he tends to go by Eggman.
Yeah, because he looks like a big dumb egg.
What were you saying, Ian?
Oh no, I'm done.
Okay. Okay. I didn't like it. I think Robotnik's cooler. Go back to Robotnik.
It is.
I wish it was Robot Steve. There's not time. Robotnik.
They're still making games.
Robot Nicholas.
Hey, Dr. Robot Steve.
He might have a brother.
His brother would have a different last name?
His brother's just Ted.
Have you seen Game of Thrones? Bastard Child?
Mm-hmm.
They don't...
is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah.
My name's Craig, and this is my brother, Bastard Child.
That's basically how Game of Thrones goes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Never seen it, and I don't care to see it.
That's kind of what I want to do. I kind of want to have Ian watch the upcoming season, because it's the last one, with no prior knowledge to Game of Thrones, and kind of like review it and piece together how we got here, just at all, and just be like...
Will you do it, please?
Week by week.
Well, the only thing I know about Game of Thrones... is that Winter's Coming, Hodor, and the girl with no face.
That's perfect. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I know about.
And there's some,
about...
like, ice zombies.
No, don't even know about that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's new.
I heard about the Snow King from Adventure Time being in it.
Yeah, Snow King. That's him.
Yeah.
Snow King.
So what we should do before it comes out, we should have Ian kind of go over. We should show him characters.
Let's
can
just
name
show him
them.
The trailers.
I have an idea. We show Ian one episode per season.
Okay.
And try to have him piece together
or
and make
only the first episode.
Okay.
One of the last. The first and the last.
I was going to say just show him the trailer for each season.
That could be a good one. Yeah.
And show the first and the last episode of every season.
Because I want your brain to be as empty as possible going into this thing.
Well, you're already done.
And we can show you a picture of every character.
What's that?
Good job.
We'll show him a picture of every character. He can discover what their name is on his own.
He can name them.
That's what I'm saying. He gets to name them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can name them.
But I want you to have like a reference point, so starting point. So your starting line is the first episode of Game of Thrones. And then you're going to start with episode one of season eight that we're on now? I think it's eight.
Yeah.
ASMR. So I just see the first episode of the entire show.
The very first episode. And then
I watch the last season.
Yeah.
Is anyone from the first episode even still alive?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Jon Snow, apparently. Idiot.
He didn't see.
Look, we're already there. Now, can he pick Jon Snow out of a police lineup? Hell no.
Maybe if he's got his cool coat and sword.
We don't know that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Alone. If he has that, then I know who he is.
There's a good bit of people still alive from that first episode. Because everybody's in that first episode.
Yeah.
Poor Peter Dinklage and dumb kid. Rip in peace.
So I think that's a good idea. Someone write that down so we don't forget it.
What happened to the dragon lady that got raped by Aquaman?
You're going to have to tell us that later.
What happened to her?
That's just Aquaman in general, right?
Yeah.
She beat up Johnny Depp.
Bitch. She does it. No, that's wrong.
Let's pull it back.
That's a bad look.
It is March 19th.
March.
Hell yeah.
And it is Certified Nurses Day. So, Jared, you had something for this, right?
You had a bit?
Yeah.
Thanks for What's being a nurse.
I once had a friend who was convinced that you could go, you know how you donate sperm? That mm-hmm. you're convinced you can go into a sperm bank, talk to a nurse, and she'll go at your prostate and help you get out spum for a donation.
Spum?
Yeah.
Spum?
And I was like, there's no fucking way that would ever happen.
No.
No, never.
Mm-hmm. Never. Unless you're shooting a porno, there's no way that's a thing.
No.
You just have to bring a big pizza when you go to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And somebody order a big sausage pizza?
Right.
We have a friend that did that in real life.
Did what? The pizza thing?
He brought the pizza thing. And he cut a hole in it on the back. And it was like a dick in a box, but dick in a pizza box.
Well, I'm aware of the situation.
On top of a pizza.
So, he delivered a pizza like this? Or he bought a pizza and did this to his, girlfriend
slash wife?
He sat
on a park bench and was like, pizza Both. Ladies?
Yeah. Okay, so it was a pizza delivery to his girlfriend slash or wife.
Yes.
Problem with that, I don't want pizza grease on my junk downstairs. That's, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. The pizza was
in junk on my pizza grease.
The pizza was in the shape of a heart. So, the top of the heart where it butts, that's what I like to call that.
The heart looks
where
like
it butts, that's where his wiener was.
Ooh. He sounded so afraid to say wiener.
He's like, he got excited thinking about it. He's like,
oh,
wiener.
My sister's gone, so I'm allowed to say curse words. So. I just, taking advantage of that. I don't give a heck. You know it.
So scandalous. Look at all this bad boyness he's got out of the beach. He's only been there
Beach boys got me bad. Yeah. You guys see that picture of the I'm a future nurse, I'm a future doctor, that controversial thing?
The boy and the girl, the little boy and the little girl.
So there's this
shirt that says I'm a future doctor or doctor in training.
Sure.
Yeah, and then it says nurse in training on the girls, and a bunch of people are in an uproar because it's sexist that why can't the girl be a doctor? And my issue is, people are too fixated on women and men. I don't see sex, all right? Unless I Google that shit, it's gone.
I see it all the
time. So, incognito or just straight up?
If I'm feeling beefy, I'll do no incog, but I never feel beefy.
Okay.
I never do. But I think that is such a dumb thing. Just, why does it have to be such a big deal?
It is really dumb. It is.
What if the little girl wanted to be a nurse?
You don't know if that little girl really just wants to be a nurse. Maybe she just wants to be a doctor.
Think about all the thousands and thousands of posters they could print with any profession on it.
Yeah.
No one's limiting you getting anybody. They're just like, yeah, that's just what we did. Sorry, the stock image fucked you up so bad. You got to make a Tumblr post about it. And now we got to fucking witch hunt for Getty Images.
I mean, how many men do you see going around be like, I want to be a mom? That's not fair. come on now.
A lot.
I want to breastfeed? That's not fair. Doesn't make any sense. Grow some dang hair on your chin. That's what my dad always say to my cats. And they eat all the tuna. Go ahead with the next day.
It is Let's Laugh Day.
Wow, convenient.
So if you'd like to get a good laugh,
Don't listen to the show.
Yep. Turn off the show and do anything else.
Go find a funny podcast.
This is a self-help podcast from the beautiful state that we're in, not a comedy podcast.
That is true. However, we are listed under comedy first and self-help second.
That's just because we're a jazzy bunch of dudes.
I think it's debatable that we've ever helped anybody.
We've helped me. I didn't take our advice.
Yeah, you moved away.
Yep.
We helped you so much, you left.
Yep. I said, you know what? Time to spread this noise. And I moved to a populated area.
It says here, in the long term, laughter can improve the immune system, fight illness, pain, and depression.
Well, I know the last one's not true.
Don't get cancer. Laugh at stuff.
Exactly. On top of all of this, laughing burns calories.
That's why I'm so skinny.
That's why I never gain weight.
Don't go to
the gym. Easy there, cowboy.
What? I've been the same weight for like 4 years.
Oh, I wasn't. I was talking to the cat. It's jumping around.
I thought he was going to say I was talking to a cowboy. I was going to lose my goddamn mind.
There's still time. There's still time to talk about cowboys.
Yeah, that'll happen.
It's also Chucky Carm Day. Oh, hell yeah. I don't remember what this is.
Chocolate Carm.
Chocolate Carm. Chocolate Carm.
What'd you say?
Chucky Carm.
Caramel. 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 How many times did I say until
not
I...
caramel.
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 It's caramel.
I'll say either. Caramel. My brain hasn't made a decision on caramel and caramel. I'll say either, whatever just happens. I don't care. I sit on a fence with this one real good.
That's what
I'm going to start saying chalky.
Does that hurt your ass when you sit on that fence? Or?
I do mouth first.
Okay.
Oh, mouth first sitting.
Yeah.
Good way to sit.
Just got to clean the seat.
Chalky Carm is a good way.
Quality sits.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to start saying chalky Carm.
Yeah, do that.
Because I already say chicken nuggies and honey mussy for chicken nuggets and honey mustard.
I call them mozzarella sticks, mozzies.
You do, and that bugs me. That's not like a mozzie.
Yeah, it's a mozzie.
I think most people do have a nickname for mozzarella sticks. They don't call them mozzarella sticks.
Can we make really little like mozzarella sticks and call it Mozz for Tots? And it's kids food.
I like it.
And leave them at the doorstep.
What if you made tater tots that were filled with cheese? Would you call them Mozz Tots?
No, because it's not mozzarella sticks.
We just need to rename cheese curds as something else. Because that's basically what that is, right?
You guys are misunderstanding.
Fried cheese curds.
It's gonna be real thin. Mm. Imagine just taking a real thin stick of cheese, like real thin.
Mm-hmm.
How much thin? How much more thin than a cheese stick?
You're going to take a piece of flat mozzie cheese, and you're going to cut a sliver out.
Why don't you
and
just
gonna
roll up cheese into a little ball?
That's a cheese roll-up. That's a thing.
Okay, fair.
We gotta be original, Gage, here. Come on. Man, I'm cold and shivering right now, and I don't know why.
I think you're getting the flu.
I think I might have flown.
You got beach bug, bud.
Did you eat a hot wing?
No. Okay. You know what I ate today? I drank a bottle of water, some salt and vinegar chippies, and I'm drinking a Guava Goddess. I think this Guava Goddess is giving me the bumps.
Well,
you're getting the hormones.
I am. I'm turning into a goddess. But it's even in my voice. Like, I'm like shiver speaking. I got the shivers.
You're scared.
I might be scared.
The beach sharks.
Hey, my sister is gone, so I am home alone.
Lock that door. Grab a gun. A gun anyway.
Bramble Paw, get the gun.
Make sure Joe Pesci doesn't come in.
Mm.
It's also Burb Day.
Burb Day.
Burb Day.
Happy Burb.
So cool. Name a bird.
Falco.
Okay.
Damn it.
Done. We did
it. Yep.
That's the only bird I know.
The only bird that matters. Bird up.
The chocobo's a bird.
Yeah, bird up today.
Chocobird's a bird.
Chocobo.
Bird.
Bourbon.
Oh!
Big bird on acid. Do you think?
Can I pick Harvey Bird Man?
Yes.
All right, cool. I'll do that.
Do you think Big Bird's going to do acid today? It's Bird Day.
Well, it's
Big
twice
Bird's
a year.
Dead.
Bird.
Oh, because you know being a bird's kind of cool. You get your burb day and you get your bird day.
I thought we got rid of birds when they had that bird flu.
No, you get rid of some birds when a hawk goes into the nest and eats them.
I hate those videos. We can't talk about those videos anymore.
Aww,
that fucking woodpecker came in and murdered those baby birds.
I'm gonna look it up and put it in the group chat again.
Go for it.
Yeah,
I'll block you.
I meant to sync that video up with when, like, as we were talking.
You
about
still
it,
can.
And I never.
There well, is
I,
you
a
know,
time.
You still have time.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's never too late. It's not too late. It's never too late.
But then you have to watch the video again. And
exactly. That's the thing.
I'll watch it and tell you.
All right, start now.
I'll just give you the time codes.
I don't.
And
know
you cannot do it.
Yeah, Jared doesn't have the brain power to edit.
I don't have the brain power to brain power.
Hey boys, I'm a stinky sack of soup right now. I need to
poop his pants.
What the fuck?
I smell sweaty.
Ian, we're going to need to contact your guardian so that you can get a diaper change.
She's been gone for a week.
Only God can judge me.
You sound like someone who's walking through Walmart with not enough clothes on.
Hey, I don't say that.
Just a hotel gown. A hotel gown. Yeah, not a hospital gown, a hotel gown.
A hotel gown with Cookie Monster pajama pants.
That is it for the Tuesdays.
Dope.
Hell yeah. So, fellas, with my new job, yes, I said new job. I got a new job. Thank you.
What do you do?
That's a part of what I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
So, in my new job, I do a lot of research with clinical trials, and I'd like to think of myself as a little bit of a health professional now.
Okay, so that's a terrifying thought.
I want to let you guys in on something that I've learned. Did you know that oversleeping is bad for you?
Yeah.
To the point to where it can, it's linked to a host of medical issues, including diabetes, heart disease, and increased risk of death. Yeah. Did you know that?
We think oversleeping is the ultimate. Yeah.
What is oversleeping?
Because if you oversleep so much that you don't wake up, how do you know that you overslept? You might have just died somewhere in your sleep.
Yeah,
right.
So it's hard to prove that one. I don't think that's true.
What is classified as oversleeping, Mr. Dr. Mannion?
Well, let's take a look
Probably
at it.
Probably shouldn't have called him a doctor.
He was on WebMD this morning for like 20 minutes. He's like, I feel like a doctor now.
It's kind of like one of those things where...
I've been doing a bunch of clinical trial research on liposomes and nanoemulsion and a bunch of other stuff.
He showed up at a hospital and started picking people with a fucking needle.
I wore a gown. It was a whole thing. I was like the Joker in the movie. So, the amount of sleep you need varies significantly over the course of your lifetime. It depends on your age and your activity level, as well as your general health and lifestyle habits. For instance, during periods of stress or illness, you may feel the increased need to sleep, but although sleep needs differ time and from person to person, experts typically recommend that adults should sleep between 7 and 9 hours each night.
Okay, I'm way over that.
Really?
Yeah, so you probably have diabetes and heart disease now.
Yep, that's how you get it.
Yeah. I slept for 11 hours yesterday. And again today.
So is there one question on that checklist? It's like, hey, did you sleep 9 hours yesterday? Then you're good.
Yeah.
Did you sleep 10 hours yesterday? You have heart disease.
Your heart's broken.
That's
right
probably
now.
It. And then you die. I sleep less than 7 hours a night every night. We've talked about this at length before.
Mm-hmm.
So does that make me healthier?
What? I wasn't listening.
Thanks, doctor.
I was busy being a doctor. What'd you say?
How, if I undersleep, what are my side effects?
So, it depends on how much you're sleeping throughout the day and night. So a lot of like high level CEOs with high socioeconomic statuses, they will sleep for 2 hours twice during the day and then 4 hours at night. And that's how they get so many things done. But their body adjusts to that to where it gives them the amount of sleep they need over a span of a whole day, and it actually causes no problems.
What about for someone who doesn't do anything?
Yeah, like me.
You're dead.
Oh, shit.
So is day sleep more valuable than night sleep?
No. So, like, it's basically like a cycle. Like, you need, you know, your body just needs to adjust to something, but at the same time, too much is a bad thing. So if you figure it out, you know, you have 4 at night, 2 during the day, and then 2 during the evening. So that's 8 hours. So they're getting their 8 hours for their night's sleep. Also, if you obviously too much sleep is bad. Obviously not enough sleep is bad. If you, let's say you work your ass off during the week, you get 4 hours of sleep each night and you're working the rest of the time. If you oversleep during the weekend, it's shown that it doesn't take effect of your brain damage. It doesn't cause brain damage if you sleep extra over the weekend and you're working more during the week and sleeping less.
How long before my brain melts out of my head?
Okay.
So I should be sleeping about 56 hours a week, is what you're saying. It doesn't matter where that sleep comes from as long as I get that 56 hours in a week.
No, right? It's not necessarily like that at all.
So, like, I can sleep 12 hours a day on Saturday and Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and then sleep 6 hours a day Monday to Friday and be okay because the 8 hours from the... weekend would balance it out.
Don't sleep for 12 hours. That's a time.
Don't do that.
Okay, one, mind your business.
Okay. No, I'm your dad.
What?
I'm your dad.
You're my dad.
Don't sleep
that much. Get the fuck out of my room.
Can't talk to your dad like that.
Don't sleep that much. Wake up.
You just. Yep.
I'm tired and I have a severe back pain. I need to sleep. Or else. Oh,
did you know? Did you back talk your dad?
Here comes.
Oversleeping can cause back pain. Did you know that?
I had a fucking dream, a serious suspicion.
Apparently, all oversleeping can be linked back to every.
Yeah, anything that's wrong with you is because you overslept once in high school.
Once.
Arm amputated? Probably overslept. Mm-hmm. Probably shouldn't have slept so long.
Must have overslept on that arm.
Yeah. Slept on it, never woke up. The arm was dead from the elbow down. What a tragic story that is. Is that how your mom got diabetes?
She didn't get diabetes. Her feet just fell off. She wasn't using them enough.
Was she sleeping too much?
Yeah, they fell off.
Okay.
That'll do it.
You'll get that.
Was she sleeping standing up?
No.
On her
No, because all the blood would be at her feet. That's healthy.
Yeah, you want the blood that's good for your feet.
Mm. Can you sleep upside down?
Like a vampire?
Yes.
Or a bat. I guess vampires sleep in coffins. Sometimes.
Did you know that there's a form of power sleeping that you lay upside down hanging by your feet?
You do a lot of
and it actually, like 2 hours is the same as like an 8 hour rest for your body, but it doesn't count for your mind.
I'm not gonna try this because I feel like waking up upside down would be terrifying, no matter
the more than likely it'd I feel be like the worst being thing upside in the world.
Down for 2 hours would kill me.
How I don't not think you're supposed to be upside down that long because all the blood gets in your head and you want to pop like a gusher.
Yeah, I'll explode.
Yeah, that's why you're supposed to do it in like 10 minute increments.
How the fuck am I supposed to do that? So I have to wake myself up every 10 minutes?
Yeah. How does that work?
You don't even have to fall asleep.
Just get a sleep.
Like
get
a come yeah, you, kick you, you hang upside down. I thought you needed sleep.
You need sleep for your brain times. But for your body times, you don't need the sleep time. Although sleep time does help with your body.
This sounds like a pyramid scheme, and I think you're lying to
us. Yeah, are you trying to sell us a bed? Are we sponsored?
So let me cut to the chase. There's this board you can lay on. No.
You feel better.
But no, other than that, I've just been doing a bunch of stuff with like liposomes.
How do I get a six pack right now?
Store. Go to the store, buy a six pack. Anything you want, six pack.
It's just something worth.
I've also been drinking alcohol a lot more
right now.
What?
I said, how do we get sharply defined abs in time for summer?
Don't sleep in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and
too
it,
much
it just
sleep.
Happens.
Yep, too much sleep. I thought you were like a real doctor now.
Okay.
Ian's on the verge of becoming like a frantic sitcom character where he's studying sleep, not sleeping, and drinking a lot of alcohol and going, you know why we sleep so much? I don't understand why we sleep so much. Have you seen how you don't need sleep? And I'm just,
realistically, you don't need to sleep that much.
Yeah.
Really? Wake alcohol.
Get woke.
It sounds like Ian needs his own like Dr. Oz show.
Yeah,
I'm the good doctor.
With a video camera, you know, YouTube, anyone can be a doctor.
There you go.
Just talking to a camera about medical advice that you may or may not be allowed to give out.
Just all you have to do is just flash the like, you know, warning.
Warning, not a real doctor.
Yeah. Just show it. You don't have to say it.
What if every episode there's somewhere else on the screen that says warning, not a real doctor, but it's not like on the screen, it's on an object in the show.
Yeah, like you have a plaque on your wall that says not a real doctor.
Yeah, warning, not, and then like the next one, like I'll have like a flashcard on the back in the back corner, it'll say like warning, not a real doctor.
You'll show or, your like, business card on the screen, it'll be like Dr. Ian Koontz, and at the bottom it'll say not really a doctor.
Hashtag not real, not my doctor.
Hashtag
that's all I have. Real dead. So don't oversleep, everybody, because you could die.
But if you also undersleep, you could die. I can't control how long I'm asleep.
Well, you can. There's this thing called an alarm clock.
No.
I slept for 12 hours almost, and I'm still tired.
Exactly. You overslept.
I'm so tired. I want to go to sleep.
Yep.
Don't. You'll die if you keep sleeping.
You can't tempt me.
You got to stop. What the moral is, stop sleeping.
Oh, also, there's this theory.
Now, here we go. Now, I love this.
Now, bear with me here, fellas.
It's just a game theory.
But that's just a theory. A game theory. Thanks for listening.
There you go.
Anyways, this theory. There's this theory that you have a certain amount of energy laid out for your whole day, and you get like a little bit of energy for each activity you have. If you don't do anything during the day, then your body's energy is limited when you wake up the next day. So let's say you're like Jared, you don't do anything ever. So when you wake up, you don't have energy to do things that you feel like you should need to be doing or energy at all because you're body's not using that energy, so it seems that, well, I don't need that energy, so I'm not going to supply it.
So I'm sloughing myself.
Yes. You're basically you're putting a limit on top of yourself for what you can do.
Hell yeah, and I'm still successful.
But there's not
easy.
Self-placed positions. Limitations. I don't know where the first part came from. Oh.
So there's not like rollover minutes where like I only use 50% of my energy today, and then I'll just get 50 more on top of what I originally would have tomorrow.
That's an agreement that you and your mind come to separately, because that's what happens when you wake up and you can't. You're still in sleep paralysis, but you can't. But you're not asleep anymore. No. You're like, my rollover minutes. I have to be awake right now.
Think of it this way. You remember that? You remember that episode in The Office when they have like all that extra money in their budget, and if they don't spend it, then they lose it.
Yeah.
It's like that. If you don't spend that extra energy you have, then you
use
won't
it
get
or lose
it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Use your illusion.
Fuck it. I'm not using shit. Keep it. It's fine. Keep your secrets, son.
Sleep stuff.
Sleep stuff. Health.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got. Yeah. Okay. Jarrett's turn for his topic. All right, now it's Kyle's turn.
All right, so after the show last week, I was on Twitter and I found, let me bring up the screenshot real quick. Apparently, Internet's Logan Paul is doing a Flat Earth documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Logan Paul, you know, from the Internet.
The Internet man.
Mr. Internet.
So I guess we're gonna watch this. It's only two minutes long.
I'm not going to be able to hear that.
Really?
I wonder, can you... You can do the volume gauge.
Yeah.
Like to where I can hear it.
But I haven't
set it
up.
No, like it's literally in your settings.
Hold on. Let me do this.
Like go to where you click screen share and you can change your volume.
Oh, don't know that. Mm-hmm. Options. No. Just says volume 100.
Well, I can't.
You pull up the video and watch it too.
No, I can't hear it. Where's the video at?
On YouTube.
Let me try to. There you go. He's got it. He's on it. Oh, it's the Maverick symbol.
Yeah. Oh, we'll start this.
No, that's bird.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Can't wait to get content ID'd by fucking Logan Paul.
But it's audio only, though, right?
All right.
I mean, audio still gives you content ID'd, but this is probably fair use.
Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
I mean, I started at 4 seconds in.
God damn it.
Who killed John F. Kennedy? But even crazier, people that actually believe
it's a crooked face.
That wasn't Logan Paul.
Burp. Mm-hmm. That's one of his friends who has a lot of time and somehow has daddy money.
Do you think the Earth is flat?
The Earth is flat.
Believe the Earth is flat.
The Earth is flat.
Satan's greatest lie.
So pissed off.
The world that we're living in has been misdescribed.
What shape is the Earth?
Flat. Think that the Earth's flat because if it wasn't flat, then we would all.
You know, to be fair, the last. The last Flat Earth documentary disproved themselves.
Yeah, time and time again. Over and over again.
This many people can start questioning the reality. The truth sets you free.
That guy looks like Discount PewDiePie. Like, it's Discount Skinny PewDiePie.
He looks like sick PewDiePie.
Do you acknowledge that other planets are round?
I don't acknowledge that other planets are planets.
People like could think that it's round is because like the shape of your eye is round.
We don't have toilet water flying out on people in Australia because of gravity.
When you're taught that you just came from nothing, because the scientific narrative is nothing exploded and created everything. And we're crazy?
I didn't know any of this stuff before I came here and like...
You're still learning.
The truth will set you free.
I can teach you some things.
It's tough because you've been told something your whole life and you've been a certain way, right?
Stop becoming a flat earther!
Is that his girlfriend or is that some girl he met there?
That was Peter Dinklage.
Oh, okay.
Set you free.
name is Logan Paul, and I think I'm coming out of the Flat Earth closet.
It almost seems like he met that girl during this fake documentary, because yes, I don't buy it. This is a documentary at all.
No.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, is that his girlfriend, or is that some girl he met at the Flat Earth place that he's trying to hook up with?
Is this a movie? Like, I am not actually Logan Paul. I am playing a character.
It almost seems like he's a character of himself in this, and that's kind of what, like, it looks like just me being a person who watches stuff. I'm like, all this looks like set up bullshit, but the only people who aren't in on the joke are the people who actually believe the earth is flat. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's almost like a mockumentary. The girl could be playing, hey, I need a love interest for this thing for some drama. Why the fuck would he be throwing a globe at the goddamn ground in the middle of the scene? Why this information?
Because he's so mad.
But like, why did that information ever get you that worked up?
Because he's so mad about the lies that he's been told by his parents and his teachers and the public school institutions mm-hmm. about the earth being round.
No one is.
So he took that earth.
This angry
he took that
about
globe?
His argument. At
he
all.
Took that globe. And he smashed it. Just like
the only people that are that representation angry about that are people that know that they're crazy.
Well, the thing in the trailer that I like See, is whenever you hear someone crazy. Say, we're not crazy, those are the crazy
That's
people.
Crazy.
The person that goes, I'm not a racist. I just hate this. You're racist.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to defend yourself. Just you should just be known not to be crazy. Clearly, this is all stupid.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the Flat Earth documentary on Netflix, but I have seen some of the clips where they're like, well, if the Earth is flat, it should turn out this way. But if it's not flat and you guys are right about the round earth, it should turn out this way. And it always turns out the round earth way. Every time. They're like, huh, something must be wrong. They're like, no, you did it, right? You just disproved yourself because you're a big old idiot.
I wish that more flat earthers were astronauts so that they could actually see if the earth is flat.
There was a guy that made his own, I don't know if it was a rocket, but
holy shit.
He...
I
he
hope this is
so
where I
far.
Think it's going to go.
He only got so far. I don't think he was injured. He may have gone, like, far enough to where he started to see the curvature of the Earth. And then he's like, well, I think I need to go higher and do another experiment. So, like, he...
We didn't get high enough.
Yeah.
He's still floating in space.
Yeah.
He's Felix Baumgartner, right? Ask him.
Mm-hmm.
He was up there.
Mm-hmm. Sponsored by
Or Rebel. Neil Armstrong.
Yeah.
Or the other guy that nobody remembers, Lance Buzz Aldrin.
One of the things about flat earthers, though, is they think the earth is flat, obviously. So you
obviously.
But how would any of their theories work? Because they think Antarctica and stuff goes all the way around the perimeter of the flat earth.
So I did some
it's
research.
The whole top.
Okay.
The whole top.
No, they think it's like the whole, like if you're looking at a circle plate, it's the pizza crust.
Right.
It's the crust of the earth is Antarctica, is what
yeah.
they think. And it doesn't
well,
make any fucking sense because we have plenty of pictures of the Earth where that's clearly not true.
So I just wanted to read you something. I started doing research on some flat Earth stuff. Okay,
real quick before you get to those,
because
yes. they also believe that like other planets aren't planets, like you saw in the video.
Correct.
They think all of the moon landing stuff's fake.
Correct.
They think all the pictures of Earth are fake.
Correct.
Like they're all doctored. None of it's real. I don't know what they think about airplanes, because clearly people have flown around the Earth in a plane.
Well, I was going to say, why don't they just get in an airplane and fly around the
yeah,
world?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, that'll solve that. Or get in a boat.
You'd have them up there, and they'd look out of the window of the airplane like, I don't see it curving. Like, that's not how vision works.
You're just flying in circles. Yeah, because it's fucking round.
So
that's
I,
a circle, idiot.
I was listening to this Flat Earth podcast.
Damn it, you're
Hell
too deep,
yeah.
Kyle. You're going to be one of them soon.
Quote.
Yeah, you need to chill.
Oh, jeez.
There are so many pictures of the shoreline in Antarctica. That is the edge. As far as the edge of the world that we are allowed to explore.
Oh,
so
you
think
there's gatekeepers?
They think there are people guarding Antarctica so we can't go and fall off the edge of the fucking Earth.
Yeah, it's penguins. March of the penguins. God.
That was last year.
Yeah.
Good joke, Jared. I like that.
I don't get it.
The March month we said last year was March of the Penguins. It was a podcast joke. If you were on this show, you'd understand.
I'm just.
Do you know any flat earthers?
Kyle,
anybody?
Plead the fifth.
Okay. I don't think I know a flat earther. I'd love to talk to them.
They know a flat earther, and it's my fault.
I used to work with a flat earther. Actually, yeah, it is Jared's fault.
It's my fault.
It's Jared's fault.
Jared fucking hired him.
It's my fault.
He's a real flat earther.
Wore a shirt that said the Earth is flat or something like that.
Yeah.
How big of a tool do you have to be to have a couple's shirt that says, one that says the earth and the other shirt that says is flat, like we saw in the Logan Paul video?
Is that what that said? Yeah. Oh, because I only saw his.
Yeah, his says the earth and hers said is flat. That's like, what if my, one day my boyfriend bought me the shirt and that's him right there.
What if one day he wears a shirt that just says my girlfriend without realizing that it's supposed to be a coordinated day? And then they say my girlfriend is flat.
What would that mean?
I like that by himself he wears no a shirt personality? That says, his shirt says the earth. And people are like, yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
Sweet.
Mother Nature, dude.
Fucking recycle.
The earth is our children.
Yeah, dog. Flat earthers suck.
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
I can't get it. I can't get behind it. Earth's
not flat. If you think that, you're wrong.
Like, you know what? Believe whatever you want. I don't care. But
don't believe whatever you want. Because you're perpetuating a dumbass idea and making more. You saw that kid in that video, which kind of didn't seem like it was real.
No.
Like, that kid seemed kind of set up. I don't know any kid ever that's ever been taught about a flat earth. I didn't even hear about flat earth shit until I got older. That people actually.
I don't even remember. I didn't learn about the earth until like middle school. I was homeschooled and in a Christian academy.
I never even learned that the earth was round. It just was.
It was just always round. Everywhere you saw it was always round. But maybe
this is the earth.
That's the government putting those ideas in your brain.
Exactly.
They got you early.
The Illuminati.
Twisted our wits.
Mm-hmm.
Wit twister.
I can't believe. And it's shocking how real people think this whole thing is, like this whole flat earth society, which I gotta think might be along the same line as Scientology, where they don't actually believe the earth is flat, but they get a lot of money from dumbass people.
Oh yeah,
I think, but that's like, part of what it is.
It's, I wouldn't say it's a cult, because in a cult somebody benefits, somebody gets all the money.
That skinny PewDiePie.
Yeah.
Why was he doing an interview with an earpiece?
So he can learn about the flat.
Because the all Earth Father was feeding him lines from the next room over in his fucking holiday.
Earth Daddy.
Yeah.
This is like a Wizard of Oz situation.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah.
Flat Earth is. There's a lot of really dumb conspiracy theories that don't make any sense to me.
Do you have any of them listed there about Flat Earth conspiracy theories? Anybody?
I mean, I got a lot of like quotes from other podcasts, but that's
what
about
else,
it.
What else you got?
I have a lot.
I don't like that I typed in Flat Earth Con, and the first time it was conference. I kind of want to know where it is.
So I was listening to the last podcast on the left, and they did an episode about it. Since the Earth looks flat, the burden of proof is on everyone else to prove that it's round.
Okay. Yep, they're right. Take all the research away from themselves. They're like, you know what? Since I think it's flat, you prove it's round.
Exactly.
I think we've done that a lot of times.
I don't know, I just have quotes here.
The Flat Earth Wiki.
It's possible that the founder of modern flat earth theory didn't believe in it. He was only in it for the money.
There you go.
Yep.
Exactly what I said. It happened. No, this is good.
Oh, hell yeah.
So this is this is what they think the earth looks like. If this was the case, why wouldn't we just fly to Russia from Canada this way? We just go that way.
It's a 2-hour flight
instead of doing all of this nonsense. Also, how would this explain time zones?
It's so, like, the grid type system, is that, are these time zones?
I think these are time zones.
Okay,
but this is like, this would be the same time zone here, it seemed. Mm-hmm. Like, what about, I don't know a lot about Earth.
Earth.
There might be a lot of latitude, longitude.
What about season? How do seasons work if it's not
like this,
a globe?
Because when we have summer, they have winter.
Okay.
Well, no. So think about it like this. So imagine the sun is a marble on a plate. Okay? So the sun is like exactly like that picture on the right. I imagine that's what they think of. And then, like, depending on the season, I guess it, like, ovals, maybe? I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, this, maybe here.
Yeah, I guess.
Any idea how difficult and how impossible this would be to teach someone? Because this is so stupid to see.
Well, not only that, but I didn't even know that that was actually how it works. And I just thought about that, and it took literally a second to think, well, this is probably how it works, huh? And then sure enough, that's what they said, how it works.
But they have like a lot more like in depth, like, well, you see the ozone and like just scientific words that what, makes it sound smart.
So what is the end game for hiding the Earth is flat from people? Not like, what is what's the clue. Benefit of the world government being like, we can't let anyone know that it's round?
I don't
like
know.
What? What would that? What, where would that holy accomplish?
Shit! New conspiracy theory: the Earth is flat because Stranger Things actually says that there's an upside down. So if you poke a hole through the Earth, on the bottom's the upside down, and if it was flat and somebody went to the other side and jumped, it would flip it over like a plate, and then we'd all be stuck in the upside down.
Maybe they are hiding a better country, continent, world below on the other side of the flat Earth that they don't want what anyone if, to go to.
That's just full of vaporwave, and yeah,
it's cool.
What if the other side's heaven and we're in hell?
Oh shit!
I feel like I'm in hell every day. This is fine. I'm gonna get along okay.
Well, there you go. Most of this is the theory.
The game theory.
Man, flat Earth.
I think it's very bizarre that people think that this Earth is flat.
Now, if you look closely at the world, you'll be able to see something. I don't know. I
if you look very closely at the edge of the Earth, you'll see that it dips up. That gives it so that the Earth's water doesn't fall out of the Earth.
Has a
and we're able to sustain some water. Fucking idiot. Learn how to talk.
I hate MatPat's videos.
That's not MatPat. What's
Dylan
Chill Chilly. Chiller boy.
The MatPat does game theory.
Yeah.
No, yeah, MatPat does game theory.
Did afterwards. They just sound kind
of
similar.
Oh, okay. I thought too, we were making fun of MatPat.
We were seeing them in no, the same Chills, place at the same time.
That's word for word how Chills talks with the inflections and everything. It's like, dude, learn how to fucking 100%. Talk.
100%.
Mm-hmm. MatPat has a thing where he looks at something that's like, you see this mouse, and then like turns it like this could fold into a transformer. Like if you look at it this way, and if you look at it this way, it turns nothing into something. I think that's why people watch him, and I hate it. It's like a 50-minute chronicle on 5 Nights at Freddy's thing. It's like, well, look at this newspaper, and I'm like, shut the fuck up. It's not part of the game. All right, so
it's not flat. You're an idiot.
Last night I was with friends, some new friends, some old friends.
You were saying nude friends.
Some nude friends. Okay. I'm getting there. That's exactly where this story is going.
Oh, Jesus.
We got a little hammered. Little tipsy drunk.
Mm-hmm. What happened to Old Gage?
What?
Remember the Gage that didn't drink anymore?
Yeah, well, I took like 2 years off drinking.
Okay. You mean boring Gage?
That boring Gage is gone now?
Yeah. Fun Gage is back, and I hell hate yeah. it. I hate it so much.
I feel like Fun Gage actually has a different name.
Fun Gage and Fun Ian need to hang out.
They did call me something different at the wedding that me and Ian went to. Yeah. I don't remember what, though.
I don't know. Anyway, sorry.
They,
it was like Jeffrey or something.
Anyway, we played drinking games. We all got kind of hammered, drunk. I put them in they were in the VR and stuff, and they're like, oh my God, sharks, kind of thing. And then we reached a part in the night where we're all drunk, and they're like, let's get in the hot tub. And I'm like, I'm not prepared for a hot tub. I got nothing. I have boxers. They're like, that's fine. I was like, I'm going to be all wet after this. Anyway, so we're all in the hot tub in underwear, just like that. And then afterwards, everyone goes inside, and I get out of the hot tub, because, I mean, everyone's going inside to change stuff, and I'm like, I'll just fucking put my pants back on. But I don't want to put them on over wet boxers, right? So I take them off, and I'm just walking around, no underwear the rest of the night, just jeans. Mm-hmm. I'm a junk. And it wasn't terrible. I didn't hate it. But I've never done that. When is it acceptable to freeball when so no underwear under pants?
Not
when you're shaved.
Okay.
Because the issue is the hair gets pulled.
Yes.
That's the issue. So if there's no hair, no pull, which means you're good.
It's always very weird for me.
To not wear?
Yes. It is. I think material. It's a conditioning thing where it's like I'm just so conditioned.
It's a flatter thing.
I'm so used to always having boxers on. Like right. That it's like layer of protection.
Security blanket.
That layer of protection to keep everything in place. Mm-hmm. And I like things to be in place. So
the downfall, I thought, because I would only do it with pants. I would probably not do it with shorts because things are just like, well, it's just open air balls.
Yeah.
I can see right up that
pants. Well, I've done it with basketball shorts.
No, I wouldn't do that. I would do that around my house, but I wouldn't do that out at, like, a supermarket or playing a pickup game of basketball with my bros.
No, I'm not wearing underwear, dude.
Come on, Jimmy, guard me.
Yeah.
I don't. Can somebody else guard this guy? I don't want to be.
I can feel everything. He's trying to box me out, and it's just on my back. That's really all I had to talk about.
Oh,
I mean, like,
oh,
I would say laundry day, because like any other day, it'd be like, I feel like I'm forgetting something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My belt's 100%. On, I have my wallet.
But
what am I forgetting?
In your situation, 100% totally fine.
Yeah.
It's
I'm not putting pants on over web
boxes. Exactly.
Yeah.
That is the number one option in that situation.
You could also
stayed in your boxers.
That I should have.
Boxers only.
I could have gotten the hot tub totally naked to begin with. Had dry clothes the whole way. Yeah.
True.
Yep. So, true. But no one else was doing that. I wasn't going to be that guy. I was like, well, let's get naked. Let's just take
a inviting him to the party next time.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you lose friends.
We're all friends here, right?
Who wants to see my dick?
We've all seen dicks, right?
Show of hands?
Just dick's a dick, dog. Like, you know what they look like? We're learning a lot about each other right now.
Oh.
Man. I got nothing else. I had no topic. Just wanted to talk about how I front free ball and if that's an all right thing. Who do you think free ball is more? Men or women?
Women.
Women.
100%.
100%.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I just thought I'd ask. I don't know. I guess yoga pants makes it easier.
Would the term still be free balling, though?
Yes.
Yes?
Yep.
Okay.
It's like, yep.
Can we think of a new term?
Just open ovary everywhere?
I was going to say loose lips.
Whoa.
Pretty good.
I feel like that's not, that wouldn't be. I feel like that's just a medical
report. Oh, yeah. Dr. Ian's back.
just clamming out.
Yeah, clamming out. Oh, clamming out.
They're not sleeping enough. That's the problem.
I like clamming out.
Clamming out.
Clam jamming out.
Yeah, I'm going to use clamming out. I like that one. Anything else? Anyone else? Do you want to talk about anything? What's going on with anybody?
Let me look through my topics.
I got PAX coming up soon. I'm going to Boston soon.
So we're not, though, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, because
I mean, you could go.
I mean,
can't tell you'll do anything.
We're not invited.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Next year.
Yeah, sure. Next year.
You don't ever support us, Gage.
I could have got. We could have all got in a Smash Con for nothing, but you guys decided to pay and play in the tournament.
I'm sorry.
Well, why don't we do that this year then?
Because we want to play in the tournament.
Right, you want to play in the tournament, you have to pay.
Yeah.
But if you just want to go, I get you free probably.
Yeah, but I don't want to just go.
Right, you want to play in the tournament.
I want to play and get my ass kicked by a fucking kid drinking a cup that he's holding in his armpit.
Is that a thing?
That remember? Happened.
Yeah, the kid that was drinking his fucking big gulp out of his armpit. Like
I don't
this.
Remember.
I don't think he set his cup down to play a set against you.
That's how he's good.
I don't remember him setting that cup down.
He was juicing.
That was Linus's blanket.
He was juicing the whole time.
That cup's attached to him. It's stuck.
He's got a cup holder in his titty.
Yeah. But like, no joke, this dude was there like this with his cup in his and he's holding.
Did he ever look at the TV once?
Probably. I mean, he kicked my ass.
Okay. The reflection.
It was Brawl, to be fair.
Okay, so he didn't have to try
it. It was a game I haven't played in
12 years.
But yeah.
You guys going to play in the tournament this year?
Probably.
Okay. 100%.
Yeah.
You guys gonna practicing at all?
I don't know yet.
I want somebody to do doubles with me, but both my buddies bailed on me last year. They said, I don't want to. So.
You didn't even ask me.
I did, actually.
When?
And you said you couldn't because you were there for the press.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
Now who looks stupid? Yeah.
Jared doesn't invite me to stuff. We've been over this. He didn't invite me to his birthday last year.
True.
Nope. Didn't invite anyone.
Mm-hmm. I really didn't invite anybody to my birthday.
Well, you made
this
a big
year we're going to fucking
deal
Dave and Buster's though.
Are we?
That's not Chuck E. Cheese.
Cool. It's big Chuck E. Cheese for adults. Ooh.
Do they also
what are you guys going to do for my birthday?
It's my adult birthday. When's your birthday?
Next month.
Who cares? I know when your birthday is.
Oh,
asshole.
It is next month.
Your birthday's
when's
in,
my birthday?
Actually, your birthday's in a month minus a day, right?
Nope.
It's not the 16th.
Nope.
It's like the 24th.
Is it? Nope. Please tell me it's the 20th.
Nope.
It's damn April. It.
Yeah, I just said a month.
But I thought it was the 16th. I swear to God, I thought it was the 16th. Is it the 14th?
Is it the 17th?
Some friend, I swear.
Is it the 14th?
A month. A month.
Is it I said 17th? A month from
it's
now.
It's the 17th.
No.
I don't know what the fuck you want from me, though.
The 38th.
I want present.
Let me get you a big picture of a flat Earth.
Ooh. Map.
You isn't every picture flat?
No.
It's going to be on very good.
You've never felt a 3D picture?
No, I've never felt
3D something.
That hurts my fucking head. A 3D picture of a the flat Earth. Book.
A globe is a 3D picture.
But it, but the picture on it is not 3D.
Some of them got their bumps for the mountains.
Yeah, they got ridges.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People get detail with those things.
Yeah.
That's how you get jobs.
You ever been ridged?
Can't say that I have.
Just try it.
You're a loss.
Not a fan of Ruffles, so.
Man, Ruffles chips do suck. Why make
have
Ruffles?
Have you guys seen those the Pringles waves?
No.
Why? It's wavy Pringles, but like also, Ruffles.
No, I would not eat that because I don't want... First of all, I don't need another way for Pringles to lock into each other. They're already secure enough with those dumbass shapes that look like a duckbill.
Yeah.
I don't like Ruffles. They're bad.
I mean, I get how you want more chip for, like, dip. Like, more chip integrity. But
more sure. Chip for dip.
Yeah, yeah. But
how chip to dip ratio? Dip?
Depends how much dip you want.
Okay.
How much dip you dip?
Isn't that the most defeating feeling ever is when you break a chip off in salsa or dip? And you're like, fuck, I gotta get my thumb in there now.
It's going forever.
Yeah. I try and scoop it out with what's left of the chip anyway and break it again.
Call in reinforcements.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I had anything else.
Yeah, I mean, I got nothing.
I think that's going to do it for us then, fellas.
Okay, a shorter episode.
Thank you all for coming out and listening to this episode, even though you listen to it wherever you want. We still appreciate you anyways. You can follow us on Facebook. We're also on Snapchat sometimes. I think we're on Twitter sometimes. We're on iTunes and Spotify and Google Play for free.
Mm-hmm. We should find a way to charge people.
Review us and send us questions if you feel like doing that. Thank you, Chef. Stay golden. And do it for Johnny.